Millie Leggett is the Settlement Project Support Officer for Argyll and Bute Council. Her role is looking to support population retention and recruitment within Argyll and Bute's repopulation zones. And these include Tyree, Cole, Bute, Kintyre and the Rosneath Peninsula. In order to aid population growth within the area, Millie believes that a crucial aspect is highlighting the employment opportunities for young graduates, kickstarting their careers and in particular opportunities for graduates in local government. As a graduate herself, Millie admits she would have been really receptive to some tailored graduate guidance and also having some confidence in knowing that a career in local government is totally achievable. This conversation today involves five graduate engineers from the infrastructure design team, along with Becky from the GIS team. They each have a different story to tell about how they came to work for Argyll and Bute Council. So I'm joined by a number of our graduates that are working with the council today, and I'll let them introduce themselves as we talk to them. But to start us off, Millie, you're our settlement project officer. So you're both a new graduate who's come to work for us, but also particularly involved in trying to attract other people to come and settle in the area. Tell us a little bit about your role and how you came to be working for Argyll and Bute.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Pippa. Yeah, so I'm Millie. I am the Settlement Project Support Officer for Argyll and Bute Council. And my role is kind of looking to support people to perhaps relocate to Argyll and Bute, to one of the repopulation zones, but also understand some of the challenges and what the barriers are to sustainable population growth and people perhaps making the move to Argyll and Bute. So it ties in quite well with my previous studies. So I studied at the University of Glasgow. I did an undergraduate degree in geography, and so that covered quite a wide area, and did have a focus on population and demographics and things like that. So it all slotted in quite perfectly. And when I saw the job advertised on My Job Scotland for Settlement Support Officer, and looking to support population growth in Argyll and Bute. So yeah, I thought I'd give it a bash and apply. And yeah, I started the job just in November 2022 after graduating in June. Yeah.
And was working for a council something that you'd thought about, or what?
Yeah.
What sort of things did you hope to do with your degree?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think with a geography degree, and if there's those who are out there listening with a geography degree, they'll know that, you know, it doesn't perhaps line up perfectly to a job, but it gives you a lot of opportunities and a lot of scope to go in a lot of different directions, actually. So yeah, all throughout university, it was a bit of a question, you know, what are you going to do with a geography degree? And I think it was several conversations with family members, you know, do what you're passionate at, and if you're passionate about it, you'll do well. So yeah, I didn't always know that I wanted to directly go into kind of population and demographics, but I knew it was an area of interest throughout university. And then towards the kind of latter part of my degree, I focused more on the kind of social sciences and policy route. And then kind of off the back of university, I knew I wanted to work with people, with communities, driving kind of positive change. And that aligned quite well with policy and working in local government. So I didn't, from graduating, I didn't set out and go, I absolutely set on working in local government and policy, but it was something that it kind of aligned quite perfectly, and it wasn't necessarily deliberate, but I've now landed in a job where the skills that I did at university align really well with the work I'm doing every day. And I find it really, really interesting. So it was kind of a few stepping stones that got me here, and it wasn't necessarily planned, but it was always an area, and policy was always an area that I found really interested in, and I was passionate about it. So
no, that's great. And I mean, it's your role is an example of one that not every council will have that same interest, because that we have because of our depopulation and things. And it, you know, it's a different role that people might not expect to be in a council. But, you know, definitely keep your eyes out, because sometimes we have the kind of something a little bit different like your role. Nathan, maybe if I come to you next, because you're another Dunoon Dunoon product, born and bred in Dunoon, I think, and you're now a civil engineer, I think.
Yeah, I was actually born in the Dunoon General Hospital, as it was called at the time, but it's now Cowell Community Hospital. Mm. But yeah, I attended the Dunoon Primary, then went to Dunoon Grammar, and left Argyll, went to the University of Strathclyde. So I did live in Glasgow for 4 years. But I guess growing up here, I didn't really appreciate the area as much until I left. And then it was, you know, when I would come home for the occasional weekend, the thing that kind of really struck was the quietness at night. Dunoon, there's no trunk road here, so all the traffic here is either coming to Dunoon or it's going, you know, further down to Tower. There's no bit busy traffic, so at night it's blissfully quiet. And that combined with the sort of fresh air, those were two things that I really did start to appreciate. After leaving Dunoon, but the application to join Argyll Beat Council, that was luckily the opportunity arose just after I graduated in June or July 2018, and so I joined the council in September of 2018, and not looked back since.
No, that's great. That, and I think it's important, that opportunity of, you know, obviously we want people to stay in Argyll and Bute, but to, you know, that opportunity to go away, you know, do the qualifications or get other experience and come back. And I think I'm right to say you're a mountain biker, so Dunoon's probably a good place to be if you're into mountain biking.
No, we're quite blessed with what we have here. It's there's a plethora of trails, even just outside of Dunoon, you know, down towards Toward and over them, you know, like Glenbranther and Strickarth. There's probably hundreds of miles of forest roads, just within a very short distance, and within that, there are quite a lot of actual mountain biking trails, so it's great in that perspective, and also great for walking the dog and things like that.
You'll be hoping the Dunoon project gets moving soon with what that will offer mountain biking.
Yeah, no, I'm a member of it. I paid my pound to be a member, so I do get the occasional update. But no, that's one thing I'd really quite like to go ahead.
Brilliant. And as a civil engineer, how do you find working for the council? Does that give you a good range of projects and things get involved in?
Yeah. We've got a lot of structures that we deal with. So We deal with bridges and retaining walls as part of our structures team, as well as things like culverts, but not only that, but we also do a lot of work with and for the marine department within the council. So that alone opens the doors to a lot of different kind of opportunities, like breakwaters, pontoons. Things like that. So that there is a lot of variety of work that we can do. Yeah, just in house, which is pretty great.
Yeah, certainly for that was something that was new to me when I came of learning about piers and harbours, this whole new area of work. And Becky, if I can come to you next, because you're in a different area again as part of the GIS team, and I don't think that you've moved specifically up to take up a job, so you weren't from Argyll and Bute originally.
No, definitely not, from very far away, from down in England originally. I was born and grew up in Macclesfield in Cheshire, just south of Manchester basically. So yeah, I moved for the job. I'd never actually been to Argyll and Bute before I took the job, or well, technically before I went for the interview. I definitely moved to the area for the role.
And how's it been? Because that's a big undertaking to move up here when you'd not been in the area. Are you enjoying it now?
Oh yeah, definitely. I came for the interview, and I actually I stay in Tarbert, and I interviewed in Loch Gilphead and stayed in Tarbert when I came up for the interview. And I came up here, and it was like an October day, and it was a bit rainy and miserable. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm not leaving. I'm not gonna leave. So it's definitely my kind of place. I think it really suits people. Like Nathan was saying, I think like the fresh air, the open spaces, the nature, it really, I think it speaks to people that like spending time outdoors or enjoying the quiet. And when I saw the job advertised, I saw it as a really good opportunity, because I did my, I also did geography at uni as my undergraduate degree. I studied at the University of Chester, and then I worked in GIS for about 5 years before I got the role. So I'm my title is Graduate Trainee Geographical Information Systems Officer. It's a bit of a mouthful, but I've got a really nice team, and I'm currently in the final year of my master's degree, which is in Geographical Information Systems. So it's been really nice. I really enjoy my team and my colleagues. My job is different all the time because it deals with all aspects of council data and different teams. So we deal with a lot of different projects. But yeah, I've had a fantastic experience with the council.
Oh, that's good. And if you like it when you come up for the interview on a Dreith day, then you know, it's definitely made for you. And if people haven't come across GIS before, Becky, explain a bit about what that does for us and the benefits of having GIS.
It's basically, the best way to describe it is I talk about it as in any kind of data that you deal with has usually got a spatial element to it. So typically, if people are dealing with large data sets, it's usually in database format, or it's in an Excel spreadsheet and it doesn't mean anything, or it can't translate in any way. We usually deal with a lot of projects to analyze data and visualize data. So for example, I usually do every year, I do the housing land audit, and I do an interactive online map, a series of maps that has all the informations and figures and maps and graphs associated with the data, as well as maps that show the actual data as it happens. So it shows where the affordable housing is, or it shows where previous completed projects have been. But we deal with a lot of different departments. We'll deal with roads. We do a lot of winter maintenance gritting routes and bin routes. So it's not just collecting data and putting it on a map. Quite a lot of the time it's looking at functionality. So I've also had projects where, when COVID was happening, we did a lot of mapping in relation to food banks and access to food and support for people that were in that were vulnerable and were shielding and needed access to food deliveries locally. So we've also recently been doing some mapping in relation to tourism. So we've done mapping for where all the public toilets are, where the campsites are, where there are facilities, where there are toilets or chemical toilet disposals. There's any kind of, I usually just say any kind of project that you can think of. Sometimes it's not always relevant, but a lot of the time GIS can assist in visualizing or analyzing and assisting any kind of project going forward. And in today's world, I think with technology, if there's anything that you can apply technology with just to make your life easier or to make it easier for people to digest, I think that's a really good thing.
No, and I mean, I think that's a great example of the variety people can expect. You might think that you're in one department, in one team, but actually the span of what you can get involved with is quite varied.
Yeah, absolutely. I've met a lot of people digitally. No, I've met quite a lot of people in person, but from working at home, I've met a lot of people from a lot of different departments digitally that we can help them. And a lot of the time it starts off with they have an idea or a project, and then usually through a conversation and a meeting, they might go from not having any understanding of it, because you don't need to understand the semantics of it, but knowing that what it can deliver at the end, I think people then understand better and have a bit more appreciation for GIS. But we're only a small team, so it's really nice to help each other on projects. It's been really nice.
Oh, that sounds a nice team to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, if I can come to you next, you've worked for the council, gone away and come back again. So we can't be too bad if you're happy to come back and work with us again.
Yeah, I graduated in 2016 from Glasgow Uni, so I was kind of just looking for jobs, and then this one came along, and it had quite a variety, like we were discussing earlier, it has quite a variety of work, so I thought it'd be quite an interesting place to start, just to kind of get an idea of different jobs and kind of different projects. So I went for that job in 2016, and then funnily enough, Nathan joined in 2018. He actually took my job when I left in 2018. So in 2018 I moved to go and get married, basically. So I moved to Edinburgh for East Lothian Council, and was there for a couple of years as a structures officer. But my wife, who'd stayed in kind of Edinburgh whole life, we both kind of just fancied something a bit quieter, a bit different. So we kind of looked around and thought, I've been here before, I enjoyed it. So I checked with one of my colleagues I'd previously worked with if there was anything available. And luckily, a month or so later, there was a new graduate spot that came open. So thought, may as well go for it. And then the rest is history, I guess.
And you tempted your wife back with you. So we don't mind if you go away and you bring more people back with you. Is she enjoying it as well?
Yeah, she was going to maternity leave about a year ago, but she was working at the school. Lot Gilped is a teaching assistant, so she was actually also working for the council. So yeah, but she's enjoying it very much, so enjoying the quieter life.
and you're in infrastructure design, so how do you find that in terms of the interest and variety that you get to be involved in?
Yeah, like I said, as Nathan kind of mentioned, we do a lot of works. It's not just what we need to do from structural side of things, but I think some of the kind of additional things that we do is stuff like, we also work with the waste team. I've done some cell works with them, transfer station works. We've worked with the amenities team. We're currently doing a cemetery in Tobermory at the moment. So we do, like I think Nathan said, we do a large variety of work. It's not just, we're just going to do walls and bridges. We work in many, many things. So I've had all sorts of work, you name it, I've probably done it in the years I've been here. So
yeah, no, you definitely, I mean, it's wide geography that you get to work in, and different areas as well as different range of projects.
Yeah, me and Ian actually were on a mull yesterday, so we've even just yesterday we were on an island, and I've been to the island a few times, in Lismore. So yeah, you get to go all over the place, and yeah, it's obviously a huge advantage, because it's such a lovely place to explore. So yeah, it's nice.
Definitely part of the job I enjoy, when I get to go out of the office and do things like that.
Yeah, get some fresh air.
Yeah. And Lyle, if I can come to you next, you're not from Argyll originally, but you're not too far away, but you've moved back to take up a graduate engineer post as well. Lost Lyle, I think. Perhaps if I come to you then, Chris said you've been working on stuff together, and you've come as a graduate engineer. How are you finding that?
I've been enjoying it. I'm a site supervisor for a couple jobs in Tobermory, so I get to travel about a fair bit. And it's quite a good balance between being in the office and out on site.
And you're from Argyll and Bute originally, I think. Have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I'm from Ardrishaig originally. I've got quite a similar sort of story to Nathan. I grew up in Ardrishaig, and then I went away to Glasgow Uni to study civil engineering. And then I came back, and there was a job going with the council. It was just sort of the right job at the right time, and I went for it.
No, I think that's it's fantastic that, you know, if you want to come back to where you're from university, that there are opportunities there to do that, and as you say, to then travel about a bit wider even than the area that you're working in. So it's fantastic. Lyle, shall I try you again? I don't know if you can.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go for it. Tell us how, because you're from Ardnamurchan, is that right?
Yeah, so I come from an even more rural area. So coming here is like coming to a city. No, I moved away to Edinburgh for uni, and that was quite good. I'd never planned to join the council. I intended to go back home and work for my family, building and stuff like that. But this came up, and thought it'd be quite good to work in an area similar to where I'd lived.
And how do you find it compare? I mean, you said it's like being in a city compared to Ardnamurchan. How do you find it as compared to the time you spent in the city and the kind of variety that it gives you as an engineer to work on projects?
I mean, like Nathan said, there's a lot going on with work. There is a big variety of projects. I think if we were with a private company, you wouldn't get the same amount of variety, and you get to travel. You know, I went over to Mull not too long ago, and it's good to get a nice day out of the office and see these places.
Yeah, no, there's certainly variety and certainly lots of islands we can get people to, for sure. And Sonata, not last but not least, you studied in Glasgow. You're also a graduate engineer, but you're originally from much further afield. How are you finding Argyll and Bute?
It's quite nice. I'm originally from Burkina Faso. It's in West Africa. It's a French-speaking country. So I moved from Burkina Faso to Glasgow to study as environmental civil engineering. I study at Glasgow Caledonian University. And once I submitted my dissertation, I was like, well, maybe I should start working, looking for jobs. And I actually wasn't sure that I could get a job at the council, because as an international student, you have the visa thing that come in. And so it's quite not easy to find a job. So I applied, and luckily I got a call, went for an interview, and here I am. Yeah.
And I mean, that is the different aspect of needing visas and things like that. How did you find that? Was it difficult? Did that work out okay in coming to get the job at the council?
It was quite easy, because when I applied, I wasn't really sure if the council has a visa sponsor license. I just came in, I was like, just shoot my shot and see what happened. And luckily, I heard that the council had a sponsorship license, and just a simple certificate you just use to apply in. Yeah.
No, well, again, that it's good people can get the sense it's not difficult to do that. Yeah. And how have you found that? Because it's, you know, there's quite a spread of areas there between Burkina Faso and Glasgow and Argyll and Bute. They're all very different places. How does Argyll and Bute compare to the other places you've lived?
I've lived in Germany before for 2.5 years. I was there with my dad. I was staying there, but he would come back and So I worked with him for a while before moving to Glasgow. And I literally really like Glasgow because people are much, much more friendlier. And in Argerian Butte, it's even better.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're much, much more friendlier. And I mean, you just go out in the morning, everyone is laughing, everyone is saying hi and stuff. So I was quite not, it was quite different when I lived in Germany. So quite interesting to see that, yeah.
Yeah, still very accessible to Glasgow if you want the big lights and things.
yeah.
No, but I think that sort of friendly community spirit is a big part of it, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
And how are you finding the work and the variety? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I quite enjoy it. Everyone is quite friendly and helpful. I mean, I have Nathan here. Every single thing, I'm just like, Nathan, what is it? Oh, what is this about? Stuff like that. So, yeah, been working on quite a few stuff for now. And everything is quite new, but I get to learn. So I quite enjoy it so far, yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. It just shows the variety of backgrounds and what's brought you all here. I'm going to come back to Millie at the end about just the support we're trying to put in place for people that do want to move here. But what would any of you say to other graduates in terms of who, if they're thinking about working for a council or more particularly Argyll and Bute, about you know, what it's like or how to get involved, or even how would you sell it to them? So maybe come to Chris. Do you want to come in first?
Yeah. I can only speak for the graduate engineers, but it's definitely a great place to, I guess, like with many times I've kind of said, which is kind of a theme, I guess, but it's a, yeah, if you want a variety of work, you want something different to be working on different stuff, it's a great place to be. If you want to get out and about, if you want to be doing different things, then obviously it's brilliant. And from our side of things, from engineering, it's quite good in terms of the training program we're on is actually very good for progressing your career as well. So from that side, I can only say it's pretty good as well. So
that's good. And Nathan, maybe I ask you, is, you know, does it help that there's a whole range of graduates in different places amongst the most of you in the, but not all, are in the roads and infrastructure team? Does that help that you've got colleagues you can talk to and work with?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it is good to. To have people in similar situations as we are doing different roles. That's always good to see. Good to see new roles in the council. It's maybe quite unique to our department, the sort of structures team. We are quite specialised with sort of things that we do. So we don't have that much communication outside of our team, unless in Chris's case it is, you know, with amenities and a lot of our case it's you know, with like the marine department. So we don't have terribly much communication it's good to see good to see fresh faces and other graduates in the department and the council as a whole.
And I suppose that's just evidence of the fact that you're all spread in different parts of Argyll and Bute, and we've got that remote working opportunity. We're all on Teams today doing this, so you can work almost anywhere in the area. And how have you found that, Becky, in terms of then just making friends and fitting into the community? Because that's part of it as well as doing the job.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody, like, I've got really friendly colleagues. It's really nice down in Tarbert, but I think a lot of places all over Argyll and Bute, everyone's there's a real sense of community and everybody looks after each other. So when I moved up, it was the pandemic, I managed to meet my colleagues, but it's been really nice having the support of not just my colleagues, but I met people in the village. Everyone's really friendly, easy to talk to. Everyone's kind of in the same kind of mindset. They're just happy to be here. It's been really nice to have that support. And I think people that like being outdoors and being sociable would really like it up in Argyll and Bute. And I think it's probably the same whether you're on one of the islands or whether you're in Helensburgh, or I think everybody's a lot like that all over Argyll and Bute, because everyone's quite spread out. And being working from home has been a real draw for me as well. So I can go out and take a break when I want to, when the weather's nice. I can go out with the dog. So I met a lot of people in the village because I walk my dog all the time. So it's definitely for people that like talking to people, like going out, like being sociable and enjoy the outdoors, really. And working from home has been I've had a lot of support from the council. It's been really good.
No, that's good. I'm like you. I definitely go out, and people, if you've got a dog with you, people talk to you, and I probably know more dogs than I know people as well.
Yeah, I'm really bad with names. I know all the dogs in the village, but I'm really bad with names. And I went from not knowing anyone in the village for about a year to, within, once I got my puppy, everybody knew me within six months. So yeah, it was quite funny.
Yeah. Dog lover's paradise.
Definitely.
And do you all think are you gonna stay? Are you quite settled now? Are you is there enough to, have we enticed you here that we can keep you?
I've bought a house, so I'm committed now.
Excellent. That's what we want to hear.
Same. I got a flat and didn't want to leave. So yeah, I might move about, but not outside of Argyll and Bute. It's really nice.
Maybe that's what we just need to get people to come here, and then they see the magic. That's the answer. Yeah. Millie, so to finish this up, tell us a little bit about what you're doing as settlement officer, because great story here about graduates. We've done similarly about apprentices, but I mean, that's not the only people we're hoping to attract into the area, not just to work for the council either.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so a bit on my work is it's repopulation, and it's focusing on, there's four kind of repopulation zones in Argyll and Bute. So the islands, they include Tyree, Col and Bute, and then the Kintyre Peninsula and the Rosneath Peninsula. So that's where our kind of focus is, as the area is experiencing perhaps the most kind of acute population decline. So my work, the kind of beginning phase of my work is all mainly based on research gathering, and as Chris and Nathan and Becky, everyone said, you know, it's getting out and about and engaging with the communities and speaking to people. So that's been a huge part of my role to start within the first kind of couple of months, carrying out kind of community engagement visits to all of the repopulation zones, visiting the islands, Tyree and Col, and having kind of sessions with the community and understanding what are their challenges, what are the priorities for the area, and then what can we do as a council, but also kind of wider stakeholders to support people to stay, and enable them to continue to be in Argyll and Bute firstly, but also perhaps look at people coming in and moving in. But it's giving the people that are living there just now the ability to stay. So that comes down to a huge array of different factors and different challenges. And as we were saying about the different departments that we get to work in and the teams that we kind of mix with, I think my role, maybe naively coming into it, I didn't quite realise how many different people I would speak to, and it crosses housing, transport, infrastructure, education, health, everything. So yeah, it's looking at all of those kind of key pillars which impact population and seeing what we can really do to support people. So that's been the first kind of aspect of my role. And then the second aspect is providing support to people who are perhaps considering relocating to Argyll and Bute or have some queries about housing or how do you access schools for the children, how do you, what clubs are there in the area? So my role is just starting to kind of build on that, and there'll be the kind of press release going out about the settlement role, so that'll give people the opportunity to reach out and hopefully answer those questions and give them a bit of a helping hand if they wish to consider Argyll and Bute and consider making the move. So I think that's a bit of an overview of my role and what the hopes are for it. And I should say that the settlement officer post, there's three of us in Scotland that do this role. So there's one in Highland Council, and there's also one in the Western Isles. And we kind of work together to share that knowledge and share the kind of practices and learning. And we have that kind of overarching aim of supporting population retention and growth. So that's the kind of landscape and what I'm working with. So yeah, I hope that's clear enough.
No, that's great. And I think, you know, hopefully this has given people a sense of the range of opportunities. I mean, this, you know, you guys are just some of the whole range of posts that we've got available for graduates, but we've almost always got posts available, and so of the private sector. I think, you know, if you guys sound a lot like me, where my husband and I would come to somewhere like this and go, if only we could get a job here. And actually there's more opportunities than perhaps people realise that there are and how attractive it is. So once you get here, what a nice atmosphere and what a nice community it is. So hopefully both you've enticed people with what you say about working in the area, and Millie can support them in terms of make it easier to get them relocated here. So thank you all for that. Hopefully we'll have encouraged a few more people to think about Argyll and Bute. And I'm really, really pleased that you're all having a good experience and enjoying that. So thank you for coming and talking about it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. A big thank you to Millie, Nathan, Becky, Chris, Lyle, Ian and Sonata for talking about their experiences. Look out for the information that Millie will be building up to support people who want to consider a career in Argyll and Bute or in local government in Argyll and Bute. And to check out more information on good reasons to live and work in Argyll and Bute, search for abplacetobe.scot on the website, and you'll find lots of useful information about relocating to the area.
Podcast.